好，那在第二次世界大战快结束的时候，
So at the end of World War II,
联军呢将许多这个饥饿的孤儿们呢都聚在一起。
So the Allies, their troops gathered together, the starved orphans.
他们把它放在这个军营当中，就把他们喂饱了，因为很多很多天没有吃东西了。
And they gathered them together inside their in where they stationed, and then gave and fed them because the orphans were starved.
虽然他们把小孩子都照顾得很好。
Even though they took really good care of these children.
但是他们发现小孩子晚上睡得很不稳。
But they found that none of the kids actually had a good night's sleep.
他们仍然在焦虑和恐惧当中。
They spent their nights in anxiety and fear.
最后终于有了一个人想了一个方法。
And eventually someone came up this idea.
在睡觉前呢，给每一个小孩一块面包。
Before each child go to bed, he passed out a bread to each of them.
叫他们不要吃。就抱住就好了。
He told them not to eat this piece of bread, but just to hold on to it.
而谁知道呢？这一块面包的产生了一个很神奇的一个作用。
And who knows that something miracle happened? Some miraculous effect actually occurred.
小孩子能够抓住这一块面包，他就晓得明天有食物可以吃。
Once the children got hold of this piece of bread, they knew that they will have something to eat the next morning.
所以晚上呢，就睡得很。
And they were able to have a good night's sleep.
食物对我们来说是一个很重要的事。
Food is actually very important to us.
我们平常不会想到的。
And we wouldn't think about it.
去年疫情的时候，人家都出去买什么？
But do you still remember the beginning of the pandemic, what people were out to buy?
除了买卫生纸以外。
other than bath tissue.
面粉啦，水啦。
Flour, water.
大部分可以买的食物都去买了。
And most of the food that they could think of.
因为大家都紧张。
Because people were very anxious.
大家紧张说万一发生什么事我至少可以维持好几个月的时间。
They were so anxious and they want to make sure that if there were something to happen that they could sustain at least several months.
后来这个都疫情稍微变成一个平常的东西大家比较不紧张的时候。
After the pandemic became something that's kind of more routine and people kind of relaxed.
有人就找牧师师母说，我这里家里有很多罐头，你要不要？
And some people just came to me and my wife saying, I have a lot of cans in my home. Do you care for them?
所以我们有一阵子呢，也吃罐头的东西。
And so for a period of time, we would just enjoy these canned food.
在美国其实那这么多年来不管在大陆也好在台湾也好在任何地方也很多在二战之后呢我们的生活都稍微富裕起来了。
In many parts of the world, the United States, Europe, Asia, a lot of the places recovered after the Second World War.
然后你就发现我们吃得越吃越好。
And our diet improved.
前阵子我的孩子们告诉我说你知不知道在 YouTube 上面有人吃了7万块钱的 pizza?
A while ago, my kids told me, do you know that on YouTube, someone said they had a pizza that's worth $70,000?
然后还有10万块钱的冰淇淋。
And ice cream that worth $100,000.
你能够想象你能够吃7万块钱的这个披萨跟10万块钱的这个冰淇淋吗
can you actually imagine that you eat a pizza that's worth $70,000 or an ice cream that worth $100,000?
这些都是难以想象之贵的这个食物。
These are extravagantly, unimaginably expensive.
你知道很多人去看，很好奇的去看，吃七万块钱的食物是怎么吃的啊？
And so many people, out of curiosity, they went to see how you actually were able to eat this $70,000, how you actually eat it.
Pizza 还可以耐几个小时，冰淇淋你不吃就融掉了，十万块钱就这样子就没了。
So for a pizza, it probably can last for several hours, but ice cream, it will melt. If you don't eat it, it's going to melt.
我们觉得这样子的生活很荒唐，是不是？
And we think this kind of life is kind of bizarre, right?
那是非常极端的一个例子了。
Of course, these are very extreme examples.
但是我们今天能够来到这里，你也是来读大学，是不是？大学要花多少钱？
But here we come here to study in the university, and how much is the tuition here?
有人说大学不一样，你花了钱之后，以后可以帮助你以后去赚钱的。
And someone may argue that university education is actually different. You invest in it, and afterwards you can make more money.
我也可以说呢，七万块钱的披萨也不一样，你吃了之后有力气去赚钱啊。
But I can also argue that the $70,000 pizza will make a difference, because after you eat it, you have the strength to earn more money.
只是时间长短的问题。
But it's just a matter of how long it's going to take.
所以我们人生呢，其实都在一个投资的当中。
So our life is more or less in a process of investing.
我们的食物对我们来讲的话是重要，但是到底我们有花多少的劳力，花多少的精力
而取得到这些？ Our food is certainly important to us, but the matter is how much energy, how much time are we going to, how much labor are we going to spend on the food?
如果你不知道的话新生U of M 的别名叫 U of Money.
So just in case you don't know, like the another name for U of M is University of Money.
在座的你的小孩子送来这里大学的话，你有一个期望，希望他毕业之后能够赚钱，要不然这个花的钱不晓得花了多少在里头。
So here, who are the parents who are sitting here? You want to make sure that after your kids come to U of M, you want to make sure that they actually will graduate and make money because you're going to spend a lot.
所以在这里做学生的压力也挺大的。
That's why the students here actually suffer a lot of pressure.
你知道父母花了多少钱在里头？
Because you know how much money your parents pay for your education?
你不希望就像那个冰淇淋那样子就融化了。
You don't want to have the money melt like the ice cream.
我们今天要来看约翰福音第六章讲到生命的粮。
So now let's take a look at John chapter 6 talking about the bread of life.
我们会觉得说十万块钱的冰淇淋哇你这一顿就把我四五部的车子都吃进去了。
We may,
你觉得不值得。
So you may think it's not worth it when you spend $100,000dollars on ice cream, which probably you can buy 4 or 5 vehicles using that money.
耶稣也告诉我们说，你用你一生的精力来追求地上短暂的人生的话，也不值得。
But Jesus also tells us that if you use your entire life to pursue those transient pleasure of the transient purpose on the earth, it is not worth it either.
我们来看约翰福音第六章24-35节。
So looking at John 6, verse 24 to 35.
我念中文的请其他的人，如果你看英文的话，你就自己看。24节，众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船，往加百伦去找耶稣。既在海那边找着了，就对他说，拉比，是几时到这里来的？耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。27节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。我们跳到32节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父从天上来的真粮赐给你们，因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来的，赐生命给世界的。34节，他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的一定不饿，信我的永远不渴。我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你赐给我们你的话语， 也求主借着你的话语来提醒我们，我们这一生在追寻着什么。
Lord Father, we thank you for you have given us your words. May your words, may through your words, you remind us what is your purpose for our lives.
我们把接下来这段时间向你仰望，求主你开启我们的心眼。
Lord, we lift up this period of time to you, and may you open the eye of our heart.
让我们能够看见那真正宝贵的东西。
And we may see the truly precious thing.
让我们能够一生来追寻。
Now we can pursue you with our entire life.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在今天我们读的这段经文呢，是讲到众人在找耶稣。
So this scripture that we read today is talking about the crowd was looking for Jesus.
这个地方在中东的这个加利利海，我们称海其实是一个湖，大湖。
So the location is in the Sea of Galilee, which is in the Middle East, and we call this sea, but this is just a big lake.
那耶稣在这个湖呢，常常坐船从一边到另外一边。
So Jesus used to cross this lake from one side to the other.
虽然说他是过这个海或者过这个湖，他其实就是只是过大湖的下面的一端并不是整个跨过去。
So even though it's mentioned that he crossed the sea or crossed the lake, he's actually only crossing on the boat through a very small portion at the lower, at the southern part of the lake.
所以呢，他在跨一点的时候呢，众人呢是可以沿着这个岸边，然后去追着去找耶稣的。
So when he crossed through the using the boat, the crowd actually can just walk along the coast and to follow him onto the other side.
我们今天看这个约翰福音第六章前面开始的时候，就有一群的人因为看见耶稣会医病。
In the former part of chapter 6, a group of people, they saw Jesus did the miracles of healing, so they were following Jesus already.
所以他们跟随耶稣，然后耶稣跟随耶稣一段时间之后，耶稣看到有许多人跟着他已经一段时间了，他们还没有的吃的啊。
So after a while, when Jesus saw that they were with him for some time, they didn't have any food.
那许多人到底有多少人呢？圣经说大概超过五千人。
How many people were there? And according to the Bible, it was more than 5,000.
那耶稣就在那个时候问他其中一个门徒，他的学生啊，他说：“我们从哪里买这个饼给这些人吃呢？”
So at that point of time, Jesus asked one of his disciples.Asking him, where can we buy the food, the bread for these people?
圣经上说，耶稣虽然这么问，其实耶稣知道他要怎么做。
And according to the Bible, even though Jesus asked, he actually already knew the answer.
所以他其实是在考他的门徒，他的学生们说，你们要怎么去喂饱这些五千人？
So he was actually asking his disciples this question as a test. How are you going to feed this 5,000 people?
腓力其中一个门徒就说就算是20两银子买的食物，20两大概是8个月的工资。
So Philip, one of his disciples, he said, even if you spent 20 denaries, or 20 pieces of silver, which is about 8 months of wage.
叫买了这个饼给他们，他们只不过个人只能吃一点都不够。
Even though you spend all this money, each one of these 5,000 people will only have a small piece.
后来有人找了一个小孩，他的手中有这个5个大饼跟2条鱼。
Then people found this little child. He had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
可是他就问耶稣说，就5个饼2条鱼。这样子分给五千人又算得了什么？
And Jesus was asked, even though we have this 5 loaves and 2 fish, divided among these 5,000, what is it going to cover?
所以耶稣就用这个5个饼2条鱼喂饱了五千人。
But Jesus used this 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed all the 5,000.
这是一个神迹。
This is a miracle.
如果他是神的话，这个不稀奇，是不是？
If he is God, this is actually not unusual for him, right?
所以他们吃完了之后，众人吃完之后，还剩下的零碎就装满了12个篮子。
After everyone has their fill, the scraps were collected and filled 12 baskets.
所以圣经上说就是因为这样子众人就要耶稣做什么做王。
So the Bible continued that because people saw the sign, they wanted to make Jesus their king.
哇如果有这样的一个人在我们当中我们也要他做我们的王是不是
If we have such a kind of person, we would like him to be our king as well, right?
我们不要总统了我们要这个人做我们的王到他死为止啊。
We can get rid of our president. We'll just have this one as our king until he dies.
我们不用到这个店里面去抢食物了，我们只要给他一点点东西，他一变，五千人就喂饱了，还剩下很多。
We don't have to struggle in the grocery store to fight for the food. We'll just give him some scraps, and he's going to make it a lot, and then distribute among thousands of people.
当耶稣知道众人要逼着他做完的时候他就偷偷的带着的门徒呢跑到湖的另外一边。
So when Jesus knew that when all the people wanted to make him king, he kind of escaped to the other side of a lake.
所以这个众人发现耶稣不在那里呢我们就来到这个第24节这里。
When the people found that Jesus was no longer with them,They followed him. And so that's how we come to this section of the scripture.
那这一次呢他们又找了几只船他们就也坐船去到加百农去找耶稣。
They recruited several other boats and they went on the boats to go to the site of Capernaum to look for Jesus.
到海的那边找到了他们就说拉比就是老师的意思你什么时候来这里的
On the other side of the sea, when they found Jesus, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you come to this side?
这时候耶稣就说了他说我实实在在地告诉你们你们找我不是因为见了神迹乃是因为吃饼得饱。
Then Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, you're seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves.
对刚刚你注意听那个英文的翻译神迹是一个记号。
So when you pay attention to the English translation, miracle is actually sign, it's a sign.
所以他说你们找我不是因为你们看到了这一个标志啊还不是神迹这个神迹是一个标志一个路牌告诉我们什么呢耶稣会继续讲。
So this amazing deed,It's actually a sign. It's almost a sign on the road to tell, to lead us to what Jesus is going to say.
耶稣在这里说，我在这里喂饱了五千人，就一点点的食物能够喂饱五千人。喂饱了五千人之后，还有剩十二篮。这个东西呢，是一个记号。这个记号是要告诉我们另外一件更重要的事。
So Jesus said that, look at this thing that I did. I used.Only five loaves and two fish, those little amount of food, to feed 5,000 people with 12 baskets full of scraps. This is a sign, and here is what I'm going to tell you.
耶稣说你们来找我呢不是在想说这一个是什么意思你们只想吃得饱。
When you are coming to look for me, you don't want to just dwell on the sign. You don't want to just...find out where, how are you going to get your fill of the loaves?
接着耶稣又说不要为那必坏的食物劳力要为那存到永生的食物劳力就是人子要赐给你们的因为人子是父神所应证的。
Jesus continued, do not labor for those food that is going to perish, but labor for the food that is going to endure to eternal life, which is given...by the Father.
在这里呢他要讲的就是有两种食物嘛一个是必坏的食物。
He's talking about two kinds of food. One is going to perish.
什么叫必坏的食物?
What is the food that is going to perish?
两个星期前停电是不是?
Did you still remember the blackout, the power outage 2 weeks ago?
我们这边停电。
Some people also lost the power.
我们这边停电的时候呢冰箱很多东西是坏掉的。
And when there's no power, lots of the food in the fridge is going to spoil.
那因为我们在家隔离呢同时停电呢我们其实买了很多食物放在冰箱里头。
Because we were We were under quarantine in our home. And then because of the power outage, we have actually a lot of food. Because of a quarantine, we have a lot of food in our fridge.
那我们没有想太多，那时候只是因为停电，结果哪里知道过了电回来之后，过了几天，我们发现为什么牛奶全部坏掉了。
And we didn't realize how long it's going to take for the power outage. After several days, we found the milk spoiled.
所以我们会想这是必坏的食物。
And that reminds us that this is the food that is going to perish.
这是一个方式来想这个必坏的食物。
This is one way to think what is perishable food.
但是那一个也另外一种的这个解释也是说这个食物呢你再怎么吃吃完了之后人生最后还是要 corrupt, 就是 perish, 就是要死亡。
Another way to interpret it is that even though you keep eating this food, you will still die, your life is still going to corrupt at the end.
最后第二个食物是讲到存到永生的食物。
The second type of food is the food that endures to eternal life.
有什么食物存到永生的？
What is the food that endures to eternal life?
你可能想说买特别去买那种买了食物不坏的五十年之后还可以拿来吃的。
So you may think that I can buy some kind of food that is going to last for 50 years.That I can still eat after 50 years.
这不是在这里讲的意思，这里讲的是说，你吃了这个食物，让你的人生能够进入到永恒里头。
But this is not what Jesus was talking about. Jesus was talking about that such kind of food, when you eat it, you're going to enter this eternal life.
所以有两种的食物，一个是必坏的食物，就算你吃了之后，最后人生还是要走到一个终点。
So there are two kinds of food. One type is when you eat it, your life is still going to perish, come to an end.
还有另外一个食物，当你吃了，你能够享受那永生的丰盛。
While there is the other, when you eat it, you're going to enjoy this abundant eternal life.
一个是身体的食物。
One is physical food.
一个是心灵的食物。
Another is the spiritual food.
我问你。身体的食物跟心灵的食物哪一个比较重要
？So may I ask you, what is more important, the physical food or the spiritual food?
哪一个比较重要
？Which one is more important?
有人说身体的食物你没得吃的话，死了就不用谈什么心灵了是不是
？So some people may argue that it is the physical food because if you don't eat this, you're going to die, and so we don't even have the chance to talk about the spiritual food.
你有没有听过人家说你可以买栋房子用钱买房子但是不能够买个家
Have you ever heard of the saying that you can buy a house, but you cannot buy a home?
你可以用钱买学位但是不是说你们在 UN 用钱买学位是说你花钱来这里好好的读到一个学位这是我买学位的意思那但是你却不能够用钱买人生的智慧。
And another saying is that you can use the money to buy a degree, but you cannot buy the knowledge of life.
你可以用钱买一个很好睡的床但是你用钱买不到一个满足的睡眠。
You can use your money to buy a comfortable bed, but you're not able to buy a delightful sleep.
你可以用钱来买地位，买影响力，但是你不能用钱来买人对你的尊重。
You can buy status, authority, position, but you're not able to buy the respect of people.
你可以用钱买这个保险啦，买这个药啦，但是你用钱买不到健康。
You can use your money to buy insurance, medication, but you are not able to use your money to buy health.
你有钱的话，就某个地位的话，你就可以认识到你的先生跟太太当然不是用钱买的了但是你不能用钱来买到真正的爱。
When you have your money, you can buy the opportunity to meet your future spouse, but you're not able to buy.Real happiness.
有人说安娜堡是很安静的一个城市，最好读书的。你可以花钱来到这里， 给你买个安静的环境，但是有钱并不能买到心里面真正的平静。
So some people say Ann Arbor is a very nice city, a small town, very suitable for a quiet and peaceful life. For studying, you can buy your place here, but you are not able to buy the real peace in your heart.
当你这么想的时候，你想，我有这个身体的食物活着的时候，当我心灵空虚的时候要怎么办？
So when you have all the resources, that you have all the physical food when you're alive, but do you really have the spiritual food?
所以很多人就想不开，宁可死。
So many people fell into this depression and they would rather die.
所以心灵的食物并不是像今天人家告诉我们的，你有肉体的食物满足了之后，你才去追求心灵的食物。你没有心灵的食物的时候，你根本生命就不觉得还值得去活下去。
So it is not like that you have to fulfill your physicalneeds for food in the first place, then you can pursue your spiritual food. It is not like this. Even though you have all the physical food, if you don't have the spiritual food, your life is still empty.
所以你在大学里头读这个心理学的时候，他会告诉我们说，你肉体满足了之后，人才开始寻求心灵的东西。那你这些东西都满足了之后，你才开始寻求神。
When you are in college, you might be told,the hierarchical needs of your life. You first have to fulfill your physical need, then you can pursue your psychological needs, then afterwards you can pursue God.
但是你会发现到我们人其实不是这样子的。
However, come to realize that this is not the case for human beings.
你会发现到人宁可寻找到他心灵的满足，寻找到这位真神，就算他需要饥饿，他也宁可如此的去做。
You will find that actually people would rather meet their true God and have their fulfillment of their spiritual needs. They would, for this, they are willing to endure even starvation.
耶稣在这里说，你不要为那一个必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
So here Jesus said, do not labor for the food that is going to perish, but work and labor for the food that endures to eternal life.
我们在这里有在这里工作的，有在这里做学习的，我们都在这里劳力。
We have a lot of people in all walks of life here. Some people are working, some people are studying.
耶稣说，你不能单为这些东西劳力了，你更要为的是那存到永生的食物劳力。
Jesus said that do not only labor for these things, but to labor for the food that is going to endure to everlasting life.
来寻找神，来信靠神，周末来到这里来敬拜神，并不是说因为我们周间的时间用了，然后还有多余的时间我们来去寻找他的。
It's come here and to worship him. It's not like, you know, it's not because we have spent all our efforts in the weekdays so that we have the free time over the weekend to come here and worship him.
我们来寻找神是因为我们心中有一个更深的一个需要。
We come here to seek him because there is a deeper need in our hearts.
超越所有任何东西可以满足的。
Which supersedes anything that can fulfill us.
耶稣接着又说，
Jesus continued.
耶稣说，这就是人子，人子是指他自己。
He said, this is the Son of Man, and which is referring to himself.
这是我要赐给你们的，因为我是父神所应证的。
This is what I'm going to give to you because I am what is promised by the God.
你们看到我可以喂饱五千人。
You see the sign that I can feed 5,000.
这是一个指标。
This is a sign.
指标是指到说我是一个更还是一个更重要的一个人物，就是我是那一个赐给你们永生食物的主。
This sign shows that I am a more important person. I am the everlasting God who is going to give you eternal life.
我发现有时候甚至我们基督徒我们祷告的当中我们求的都是物质的东西。
Many a time I found that even in our prayers, Christians seek those material blessings.
我们不管是工作上向神求也好，在我们的这个家庭里头的需要向神求也好，我们总是觉得说只要神把这个光景解决了，我就满足了。
Whether in our work life or in our family needs, we always pray that God is going to fulfill our needs. And we think that once God has done this, has improved our situation, our problem is solved.
所以我们来到耶稣面前，其实我们很多时候祷告所劳力的，就是要得到那必坏的食物。
So many a time when we come before him, we always ask the things that are perishable.
我们总是觉得说，神只要把这个赐给我新的一份工作，赐给我身份，赐给我这个我所心爱的人啊，我就会满足。
We always think that as soon as God can give us this desirable job, my green card, or my situation, my status in the United States, or give me the one that I love, I'm going to be satisfied.
其实主耶稣来是要赐给我们一个永生的食物。
But Jesus came to give us this everlasting food.
他会不会解决我们生活的问题？
Is he going to solve our struggles in our lives?
也会。
He will.
但是不是每一次。
But not every time.
当神来解决我们生活中的困难的时候，他这个神迹是一个指标。
So when God solves the situations in our lives, this miracle is actually a sign.
这个指标是要把我们指向那个更重要的属灵的事。
And this sign points to a more important spiritual affair.
但是我们常常像众人那样子，我们看到这个神迹，我们看不到那个指标，我们只想如果耶稣一直这么做的话，我就一凡事顺利啊。
But we sometimes are very like those non-believers. We only see the sign, and we don't see the thing that it points to. And we think we have this illusion that if God continues to solve every struggle in our life, we are going to have this wonderful life.
我看到某某人生病了，他祷告了，神就医他。
We see someone fall sick, and after he or she prays, God healed him.
我们看到这个神迹，我们不是看到指标，我们只想到说，哪一天我生病的时候，我跟神求，希望神也医治我。
We only see the sign, we only see this miracle. We will have this notion that once I am sick, God is going to heal me as well.
我们不会看到人。有人被神医治了，我们不会觉得说神真伟大，他所要赐给我们的要比这一个还大。
We actually only stop here. We will not think that once the person is healed, God is actually so great that he's going to give us something even bigger and better.
所以这些群众们跑来去找耶稣的时候，跟耶稣开始问耶稣的时候，耶稣就知道他们要找什么。
So when the crowd came,to look for Jesus, Jesus knew what they were looking for.
耶稣就告诉他们说，你们不要为必坏的食物劳力。
And Jesus told them not to work for the food that is going to perish.
我要给你们的是那永生的食物。
What Jesus is going to give them is the food that endures to eternal life.
所以这次呢，他们找了耶稣之后就没东西吃啊。
So this time, when they found Jesus, they didn't have food to eat.
你第六章读完的话，你会发现耶稣越讲的话越来越难听。
As you read along chapter 6, you will find Jesus' speech is getting harder and harder.
你把它整章读完，大概71节的，我们今天没有把它看完，你发现后面耶稣就告诉他们，你们要吃吃我的肉，要喝喝我的血，这个听起来这挺可怕的。
So once you finish all the 71 verses of this chapter, we don't have the time to finish all of them. At the end, Jesus actually said, if you want to eat and drink, you have to eat my flesh and then drink my blood. This is so scary to even listen to.
那你仔细的读整章的话，你就晓得耶稣在讲到说有一个属灵的事情。
But when you finish the entire chapter, you are going to see that Jesus was actually talking about the spiritual affair.
在有一个永生里的这个粮食从天上来。
There is this bread of eternity which is coming from heaven.
可惜我们人呢，常常 常常看不清楚。
But mostly, we are not able to see clearly.
我们向我们所信靠的主耶稣求啦求啦求啦，有时候神不给的时候，我们就抱怨。
We ask again and again and again, to Jesus, but when God doesn't grant us our wishes, we start to grumble.
因为我们总是觉得我们要的就只是那必坏的事，当然我们不会称它必坏的事，我们要的是我们要的，但是神要给我们的是那永恒的东西，我们却不要。
Because we ask for what we want, but the food that God wants to give us, we don't desire.
所以我们总是在寻求一个在比神要给我们的东西还要低微的东西。
That's why we were always asking, pursuing the thing that is much more inferior than what God is willing to give us.
所以有人又说人生有两个悲剧。
So, some people say that there are two tragedies of our lives.
一个就是想得的得不着。
One is, you're not able to get what you want.
你就失望。
And that you fall into, disappointment.
另外一个就是你想要的得着了。
Another is that you actually got what you want.
你就绝望。
Then you fall into desperation.
因为你认为这就是能够满足我人生的，结果你得着之后发现不能满足。
Because you thought that this is actually going to fulfill the desires of life. But after you get it, you realize this is not.
当你还有这个目标要追求的时候，你拼命的去努力的去追。
When you still have the target, when you still have a purpose, you work really hard to pursue it.
当你发现你追求的东西全部得着的时候，你就会发现到说人生其实是很无聊的。
When you have got everything, attained everything that you have been pursuing for, you will find this meaninglessness of the life.
我就认识这样的人，他是我亲戚中的其中一个，他们几乎什么都有了，我发现他们生活很挺无聊的。
Actually, I know such kind of person. He's one of my relatives, and he has got everything he pursued for, but he was living a very meaningless life.
他们只是不想死。
And they just want to maintain their lives.
其他的他们什么都有。
Everything else they have attained.
他们就不晓得接下来人生还能怎么样。
And they don't really know what is going to happen. What are they going to continue to do for the rest of their lives?
其实我们很多的这个努力的都是为了今生。
A lot of our efforts were spent for this life we're living.
我们觉得能够满足我们的结果都不能满足。
And things that we think that is going to bring satisfaction to our life, ended up not satisfying at all.
你跟这个七万块钱的这个披萨跟十万块钱的冰淇淋其实差不远。
So it's kind of similar to the $70,000 worth of pizza and the $100,000 worth of ice cream.
你可以想象你钱多得不得了。
You can imagine that you have endless money.
你说我不能想象啊，但是就想象一下啊。
You may think that this is very unimaginable to me, but just imagine.
还有什么可刺激可以找的呢？
What else can you find?
啊，吃个七万块钱的披萨挺刺激的啊。
It really brings this excitement to you if you eat this 70,000 pizza.
让人家七万块钱能够买什么车，我就当着一个披萨把它吃掉，看它是什么感觉。
So $70,000, what they can buy, and I'm going to buy this pizza and to eat it and see how it's going to be.
二十年前你可能还可以用十万块钱买个小房子，我现在把它当着一个冰淇淋把它吃掉。
So maybe 20 years ago, you can use this $100,000 to buy a house.Now I'm just going to buy an ice cream and I'm going to eat it and see how it feels.
有七万块钱的披萨跟十万块钱的冰淇淋就告诉你一件事情，有钱的人真的很无聊。
So when you have this $70,000 worth of pizza and $100,000 of this ice cream, there's one thing that you do know that those wealthy people are really meaningless.
你可以在 UM 得到很好的学位以后，在很好的公司上班以后得到就做着总经理啊，赚很多钱。我告诉你，最后你只是想说，我能不能买个7万块钱的披萨吃？
And you can have this best education in the University of Michigan and can have the best occupation or a position job after you graduate. And maybe you're going to advance to the position of general manager, earn a lot of money. But you ended up having this meaningless $70,000 pizza and this meaningless $100,000 ice cream.
当然我相信每个人都想吃，但是你吃了之后也不过如此。
Of course, I think everybody wants to have a slice or have a piece. But afterwards, after you eat it, you will feel like this is actually meaningless.
我们会问说，那神要给我这永生的食物到底是什么？
And we may ask, what is this life? What is this food that endures to eternal life?
34, 35节，他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣就说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Verse 34 and 35 says, they said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣就是那生命的粮。
And Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣就是神他自己。
And Jesus is God himself.
这食物就是神自己。
And this bread is God himself.
我相信呢，你们不少人听过这句话啊，就是奥古斯丁讲说，人的心中有一个空洞，只有无限的神能够满足。
Many of you probably have heard the saying by Augustine that there is this hole, this emptiness in your heart, and only God can fill.
人的心中离开了神之后，就留下这个极大的这个空洞。
There is this emptiness, this hole in our human hearts after God departed.
想象你是这个可口可乐的这个瓶子啊。
And just imagine you are the bottle of Coca-Cola.
你这个瓶子造了，里面是空的，就是要装满可口可乐的啊。
You were built to be filled with Coca-Cola.
但是如果你不填呢，里头就是空的。
But if you don't fill it, then it's empty.
你填其他任何的东西总是不对劲的，因为不是可口可乐。
Anything else that you fill is not correct because you were meant to be filled with Coca-Cola.
人总是在想说，我们要怎么样修养，能够在生活中能够更丰满丰足。
People always wonder, how can we improve ourselves? How can we educate ourselves so that we can live a fuller life?
人总是想说，我要怎么样的去生活，能够让我的生活，心里头能够更丰富一点。
And people always wonder, how can we live our lives that our spirit will be more meaningful?
有些人可能玩电子游戏。
Some people would indulge video games.
但事实上呢，没有一样东西能够填满我们的心。
But indeed, there is nothing that can fill our hearts.
这也是应该的，因为如果是本来是让神来填满的，你又能够用什么来代替神来填满你的心？
This is actually conceivable because if this emptiness is meant to be filled by God, what else can you use to fill it?
有一首诗讲得很好，他说：“世界虽大，我心虽小，大者难以满足小者啊。”
So there is a very good poem. How big is the world and how small is my heart? But so big is the world, it still couldn't fill the emptiness of my heart.
他说地球一圈有12,700多公里啊，有五个大洲，千万个大城市。
Around the world, it spans tens of thousands of miles with 5 continents and endless cities.
跟我们心脏这个大小简直不能比。
Which is so much more majesty than the size of our hearts.
可是你想想，世上有多少个物质的东西？百货公司里面摆了多少件美丽的衣服？
Millions and billions of material things displayed in the department store.
还有多少鞋子、皮包、 等等的东西。
The handbags, the shoes, and everything that's luxurious.
但是我们的心呢？我们的心只有几十公分大而已。
But our heart only are several inches.
但是我们的心却那个欲望却是无穷的。
But the desire of it is endless.
你买了几百套衣服，几千双鞋子，都不能满足我们的心。
Hundreds of clothes or thousands of shoes are not able to fill our hearts.
明天呢，我们要带新生去这个outlet mall去买东西，你发现好多。
So tomorrow we are actually going to the outlet, to take the new students to go shopping. You will find this endless amounts of merchandise.
衣服是需要的，冷特别冷天的时候你要穿厚一点，但是你会发现你如果买了几千万件呢，你就只能穿一件。
So of course, the thick clothes are essential because you want to have those coats to withstand this winter coldness. But regardless of that, even if you have millions of clothes, you can only wear one at a time.
你买了新车子，买了新房子，你大家都有这个感觉，兴奋一阵子时间之后就没有什么感觉。
When you have purchased new cars or new houses, you all know the feeling that after a while, after a short period of thrill, the excitement is going to fade.
心中又是空虚的。
And the emptiness comes back to your heart.
因为我们心里面有一个大洞，只有神能够满足。
Because this big hole, this big emptiness can only be filled by God.
你拿了一个东西往里面丢，你可以暂时听到它掉下去的声音，之后什么都没有了。
You can, when you throw something in it, you can hear a temporary, a transient cling, but it's not going to last forever.
你发现人的心还是空虚的。
And you will find that this emptiness in our hearts remains.
公元前四世纪的时候有一个希腊有一个有名的这个君王叫亚历山大。
So there was the very famous Greek emperor called Alexander the Great at the 4th century.
他用三年半的时间把这个从希腊一直打到印度。
So in 3 years and a half, he conquered all the land from Greece all the way to India.
他在站在这岸上看到印度洋的边上的时候，他面对这个大海的时候，他就问说，难道没有土地让他继续再征服吗？
When he was standing at the edge of the Indian Sea, he said this, is there any more land for me to conquer?
他的部下就说没有了，前面都是大海了，没有在地可以让你去征服了。
And his subordinates standing before him said, no, there is no more, O king. This is the end of the world. There is only ocean that you cannot conquer.
亚历山大听了之后就非常沮丧，沉重的回去。
And Alexander the Great, after he heard this, he was so disappointed, and he went back.
我们心中总是渴望一种的完美。
In our hearts, we always long for this perfection.
总是期望渴望一种的伟大。
We always long for this greatness.
总是渴慕一个亲密的一个关系。
And we always long for this intimate relationship.
我们在结婚之前，我们跟我们的未婚妻或未婚夫在那种的感觉里头，我们就觉得以后永远再也不会有空虚的感觉。
Before we got married, when we were with our fiancés, we always had this illusion that after we got married, we're going to fulfill this intimacy and we will no longer long for this, we'll always be enjoying this.
当你有这样子的想法的时候，其实你把你的未婚夫跟未婚妻当着神，因为你准备把他塞满你内心里面那个空洞。
When you have this notion, you actually are regarding your fiance as God. You idolize him or her, thinking that he or she is going to fill this hole in your heart.
很快你就会发现他一点都塞不满你心中的空洞。
And very quickly, you'll come to the realization that he or she is not going to fill up this emptiness.
如果你不把他当神来看，非要他来满足你内心里面的空洞的话，你们这个婚姻还可以挺幸福的啊。
If you don't regard him or her as God, and you don't actually ask him to fill this emptiness, maybe you're still going to have this happy life.
但是如果你一旦这样子去要求的时候，你肯定会失望，因为你发现你把它放到你心中之后，还有一大片的空洞在那里。
But if you do have this expectation to ask him or her to fill this emptiness, you will find that they are not actually able to do it, and you will still have this hole in your heart.
耶稣说，只有他是生命的粮，到他那里来的必定不饿。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger.
信他的永远不渴。
And whoever believes in me will never thirst.
因为耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Because Jesus died on the cross for us.
他为我们的罪付了代价。
And he paid the price for our sins.
洗净我们的罪。
To cleanse our sins.
以致我们借着耶稣基督可以跟真神的关系和好。
That we can have this reconciliation of relationship with the true God through Jesus Christ.
只有你回到父神的怀中的时候，你发现原来我心中的那个空洞正好就是神。唯有神，真神可以满足的。
And when you came back to God the Father, you will find that this emptiness in my heart can be perfectly fit by God.
所以耶稣说，他的身体为我们死，就好像这个食物，让我们吃了，我们就得到满足。
That's why Jesus said, His body was broken for us, like we can eat His flesh and get satisfied.
他的血就好像这个水，当我们喝了之后，我们就永远不再渴。
And his precious blood is like the water, this eternal water, that when we drink, we will never thirst.
因为他的血，他的肉，为我们死在十字架上，乃是把我们带到父神的怀中。
And he died on the cross for us, that his flesh and his blood is going to lead us to God the Father.
我们一生所追寻的真善美，我们一生所追寻的那个美善、伟大、亲密的这个关系，全都在父神里头。当我们与神和好的时候，那一刻都得着了。
And all the goodness, all the beauty, all the intimacy, the greatness that we have been using our entire life to pursue, once we get to God the Father, we're going to find.
所以在这里再一次提醒。各位，你还没信认识耶稣基督的，耶稣基督真的是唯一的救主，他唯一能够满足我们人生。
So here just a reminder, if you haven't put your faith in God, Jesus Christ is the only Savior, and all of us have to believe in Him.
我们那些已经信主的弟兄姐妹们，我们。不要又把眼光从神那里转移到地上的事情，总是在追寻地上的事物，总以为地上的这个追求能满足我们的心。
And for those who are already believers, do not move your eye away from God, away from the heavenly things, and fix your eye on the worldly things, and thinking that they are going to fulfill your desires.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你将你自己的儿子赐下。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You give us your Son.
耶稣基督成为我们生命的粮。
Jesus Christ became the bread of life for us.
只有在这个天上来的粮的当中，我们才能够真正得到饱足。
And only with the food from heaven can we be truly satisfied.
让我们不去追寻地上的刺激。
Lord, help us not to pursue those excitements of the world.
让我们也不是只是在地上完全为地上的事物而劳力。
And Lord, let us not only labor for food on the world.
让我们更多的为着那天上的永恒的食物而劳力。
But help us to labor more for the food in heaven that is not going to perish.
让我们在这里的生活不是主要就是只是为了工作，为了学业。
Lord, help us not to focus our lives on work only, on study only.
让我们也在这当中能够更多的来寻求主你在我们身上的心意。
But Lord, in our lives, help us to pursue your purpose.
让我们的生命完全在父神的怀中，在基督里。
That our lives may be in the embrace of God the Father and in Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.